Hey, host. Are you feeling like bookings are down or slower than usual this year?
You're not the only one. But what if you could actually do something about it today?
That's why we created the Booked and Profitable Listing Audit Bootcamp. This is a live experience where we walk you step by step through your listing, your calendar, your pricing strategy, and more so you can confidently make changes that increase your profits.
Hosts who joined last time saw new bookings within hours, no exaggeration, and the doors are opening again very soon.
So if you want support, strategy, and a way to finally stop winging it with your property, get on the wait list now, like right now.
Go to thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. It takes 10 seconds, and it's the only way to get early access before we open the doors to everyone else.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting question answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we're going to answer it on every Tuesday episode. These are so fun to do. Today, we're going to help Michael.
Hi, my name's Mike. My wife, Bridget, and I host Three Cabins in Hocking Hills, Ohio. Our Instagram is at Hillside Amble. One of the cabins that we host, we just built a pretty amazing escape room in the basement of it. And it's just an amenity for the people who stay at our cabin. But we've wondered, with Airbnb doing their push to host experiences, if we could, on our orphan days or like our near out time frame, open up an Airbnb experience and allow people to just come through and just do the escape room. So our question is, do you know if it's possible to sync an Airbnb experience calendar with listing calendar? We'd love to hear any insight you have. Thanks so much.
Like with most of these, we're going to give you more than you asked for, Mike.
I want to say two things real quick before we get into it.
Yeah.
I love me a couple that hosts together. I just love that. I think that's amazing. And I also want to give a huge like praise for Michael for just putting right in the beginning of his question, doing the marketing. He put his Instagram handle right there. That is how I want you all to be thinking as hosts, as professional hosts.
At all times.
Always be marketing. And so Michael knows there are thousands of listeners to our show. And if a, like any sort of marketing efforts, if a percentage of those listeners go and look at the Instagram, and then another percentage will actually follow their Instagram, and then at the end of the day, hopefully there is still a percentage of all of the people that heard this episode that could potentially book the property. So I just want to say that is amazing work, Michael, because we as business owners have to be marketing all of the time. And even in the ways you will never really know how all of your efforts are going to come back to you. But I just want to say that mindset right there is exactly where you need to be for making sure that people know where to find you.
Also, since we're giving Mike praise, let's give him more praise. Building something into your short-term rental that not a lot of people offer and that is memorable and fun, like an escape room, also well done. If you don't know the Hocking Hills area of Ohio, it is incredibly special. It is very competitive. There are a lot of really incredible hosts who have built amazing stays. And Mike, thinking, how can we differentiate ourselves from the other people in Hocking Hills? Escape room is such a cool, we haven't even seen, you know, all of his properties yet, but just to know there's an escape room there is very special.
I checked it out on the Instagram. So if you want to see what his escape room looks like, please check him out on the gram.
If you want more bookings, higher rates, and real clarity about what's working on your listing,
the Booked and Profitable Listing Audit Bootcamp is exactly where you need to be.
We walk you step by step through what's hurting your performance and then how to fix it and fast.
But don't just take our word for it. Here are just a few testimonials from our last bootcamp.
Alex updated her title and got booked within hours for a holiday weekend.
Jess received 7 bookings in just 1 week.
Susan reworked her photos and descriptions and got 5 new future bookings at a higher rate than ever before.
These wins are not random. They're repeatable.
And the bootcamp is coming back soon.
So if you're ready for real results like this, the first step is to join the waitlist.
Go to thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. And you'll be the first to know when the doors open. And trust us, you'll want early access. That's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. All right, Michael, to answer your very simple question, the answer is no. You cannot sync your two calendars. You cannot sync an Airbnb property listing and an Airbnb experience. They are separate products. They treat it as such. And there's actually no direct calendar sync between an experience and a listing, even with the iCal sync feature Airbnb offers for listings, where you can create a sync up between two listings. You cannot do it with an experience. But we want to give you kudos for thinking outside the box with your calendar gaps. You know you've got gaps and you know there's ways to optimize them, and using your unique feature like an escape room to generate revenue during off nights is very creative. But let's dive into some different scenarios for Mike and for the rest of you thinking about how you can optimize your calendar gaps to make more revenue, what we believe to be worth it and not worth it, and what we believe to be good mindset shifts for all of us as business owners. And the one thing we're very concerned about is Michael wanting to build his property on not only Airbnb's land with the listing, but then also with the experiences. It's a lot of Airbnb going on. And Michael, you have too special of a property not to be thinking about how you can maximize your revenue with your rental. Yeah, sure, Airbnb as a tool, but how can we be thinking about ways to build it on stuff that you do own and control?
Absolutely. And with your escape room, we want to dig into, again, thinking really big with it. You may not even need, I'm just going to say, you do not need Airbnb experiences to sell that. I want you to get creative on other ways that you could market your escape room to larger amounts of people that could book direct with you. You could only open it up. You know, you could start a wait list for the escape room just on those open days, and you control the calendar, you control the bookings, you control all of it. So it might be a slower uptick, but I don't think so. Not if you do it the right way. I think there are tons of places, Facebook groups that you could reach out to, escape room enthusiasts. Pay attention to where other escape rooms are advertising, how they're advertising, what their pricing is. And one of the things that we thought about is you doing a full week event where it's just the escape room and you're booking that out. Maybe it's corporate stuff. It's like a whole event where maybe you have a food truck or something, you know, something there where, yes, they're coming for the escape room, but you're showing them that you have 3 properties that they could stay at. So I would think that is almost, people might call it like a self-liquidating offer or a loss leader of like, how could the escape room be marketing for your properties? So that's kind of the thing that I want to like flip your mindset on, is like, wait, how could the escape room itself be marketing for all of the properties? So maybe there is a full week that you take. You have a slow week. You see that in your calendar. You just do the escape room only. Maybe you invite families, you know, maybe, like we said, some corporate events, maybe just some local folks. Maybe you even do it as a philanthropic adventure. Like you could take donations and give that back to like the Hocking Hills area. But then everybody there is seeing your property and know that they could book the full property or one of the cabins. So I also just want you to think about, how could you use that marketing so you're not having any holes in your calendar? So maybe we do a few events that are planned, and then your calendar's booked up the next year, and you don't have to worry about just doing the escape rooms on those days that aren't booked. And I know Sarah has some other ones about some other ideas about, what is that anticipated revenue? And could we maybe just do some work on the actual three cabins to make up that revenue?
Well, I just wondered, you know, how much can you actually earn from an escape room experience? Is it $50, $100, even $200? Now compare that to what you could bring in from just one well-priced overnight stay. So this isn't discouraging the escape room. It's about making sure you're not missing easier, more profitable wins, thus compounding too over all three of Mike's properties when you start thinking like this. And so it's actually at a perfect time to share with all of you that we are going to be having our booked and profitable boot camp happening. The waitlist is open. So if you go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp, you can be the first to know and be the first to get all of your bootcamp goodies to learn how to optimize your listing and your calendar so we're not overcomplicating things.
Right.
And that we really are maximizing revenue from smart pricing, smart calendar management, and smart marketing techniques. Because we're wondering, Mike, could you bump your nightly rate by 5 to 9% and earn more? We see it over and over and over again, as recently as last week, hosts under earning because they just don't really understand what they're looking at when they do look at data, if they are even looking at data. And so, Mike, I wonder if it's as simple as just bumping your current nightly rate right now, and you could more than make up for those vacancies at your property. Could you tighten up your seasonal pricing and maximize revenue? Could you turn that escape room concept, like Annette said, into a local promo and make sure that you're not getting too dependent on Airbnb?
The one other thing I want to mention is that if you have guests that have specifically called out their love for your escape room, this is where we want to be collecting in a very upfront, honest, ethical way information from our guests that we get from OTAs, from online travel agencies, that, Mike, you could remarket to people that have already stayed and you don't even need Airbnb experiences. Like, hey, we have an opening. Would you like to A, come back and stay, or B, you know, give them some sort of extra, either you could offer a discount or you could offer like a welcome gift. But I'm just thinking, anybody that had a great stay, love the escape room, like, hey, do you want to come back? It's been 6 months. It's been 12 months. Like reselling people that have already experienced it. And maybe it's like, hey, do you have a friend or family member that didn't get to enjoy the escape room? Bring them this time. So think about the people that have already stayed and might want to come back and have that escape room experience again or with someone else.
Or have them give the gift of the escape room by referring. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you said that, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The referrals, too. Like, hey, Sarah.
So fun.
You're smart. Someone should be in business with you.
Wait.
No, Michael, we are jacked up, jazzed, excited, because everyone listening, truly, the possibilities are endless on the ways that we can use our creativity to make money and it's fun. I want you to see it as a challenge and fun. So everyone, whatever property, wherever, whatever type of property you have, I want you to just get out a piece of paper and write down this, you know, 10 marketing things that you could do today. We actually did this on one of our last boot camps. It was really fun. We did a challenge. There's a book called Go For Now. And it was like, I want you to reach out to, I forget how many people. And like someone showed up the next day and she had done it and got some booking. So it's just like, write down what that marketing you can do yourself and just start taking action on it. So
exciting. Mike, really good question. Again, kudos to you for building something unique and for always be strategizing on ways to bring more revenue into your business creatively. And really well done.
Please, everyone, check out their Instagram. I would love if you would follow them and then give them a little DM that you found out about them from our show. Let's just do a little community building there. And please check out, I want to highlight, look at some of the other amazing features of their properties. I don't want to give it away because I want you to go to it. There are some really cool custom things that they've done for families, just on their entire property. And I want to call that out. So make sure that you go to their Instagram and check it out. And they've done a wonderful job partnering with influencers also. So check that. I will tell you that one, but I want you to go see the content that has been created and some of the other magical moments they have there on their property.
And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Does it feel like you're walking on eggshells with Airbnb lately?
Like maybe your listing used to work and now it doesn't? You're not sure why, but you feel like something's changed. Maybe the algorithm, maybe the rules, probably both.
You're not alone. A lot of hosts are wondering if they need to completely rethink how they show up on the platform.
That is exactly why we created the Booked and Profitable Listing Audit Bootcamp. It helps you make smart, strategic updates so you're not guessing, reacting, or stuck wondering if what used to work still works today.
In the Booked and Profitable Bootcamp, we'll walk you through exactly how to audit and upgrade your listing, including the title, description, photos, calendar, and pricing so you can take back control.
The waitlist for the Booked and Profitable Bootcamp is now open. And if you want to get off the hamster wheel of platform panic, then you have to go to thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist and put your name on that list right now.
It's the best way to be confident about what's working now and what to do next. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.